Perfect, by Miss Winterhill. Read by Nia Nana. Cardiff. When Jack had died, they'd splintered like a broken mirror, knowing that it was their fault. Now that he'd left, seemingly of his own volition, his team drew together again. Specifically, at Yanto's place. Yanto had started it. I'm going home, he announced, after they'd watched the CCTV footage of Jack leaving for the 15th time. You can take it for my personal time if you'd like. Don't really care. I have about 80 days owing to me. Yanto, you can't just leave, Gwen said, tapping her fingers on the desk, ringing out a beat. Yeah, he can, Owen replied. I'm going, too. You bringing bourbon? Asked Yanto. The very finest, said Owen. You got coke? I'll get some. Will you listen to me? You can't just leave. Jack's gone, said Yanto, turning to stare at Gwen. Of his own free will. So I'm having the afternoon off to get drunk and wallow. I'm just planning to get drunk, said Owen. It's not alcoholism if you don't drink alone. Not the most mature thing to do, Gwen had snapped as Yanto and Owen left. But she'd ended up at Yanto's after all. Yanto and Owen had been sitting on the floor when she arrived, backs against the couch, glasses on the coffee table. It was painfully obvious that Yanto had been crying, but neither man said anything about it. Tasha had been the last to arrive, bearing takeaway and a hopeful expression. Thing is, said Owen, tucking into Mongolian lamb, I wouldn't fucking mind if he hadn't have just died, if we hadn't just given him one hell of a reason to leave. He told me he'd leave someday, said Gwen. Me too, added Yanto. So I assume he's better do both, asked Owen. Yanto choked on his food. Oh, fuck. Yanto, it was a joke. Sorry, said Yanto, knees curled to his chest. Not my sense of humor. No, said Gwen. He's never tried. He preferred a flirt. Owen rubbed Yanto's shoulder soothingly. Yanto was still making disgruntled noises from the partially inhaled food. Mouth went before brain. Sorry, Owen said. Though you did shoot me, I do deserve the occasional snarky comment. It's okay, sighed Yanto. Turns out you were right about part-time shagging. Oh, for fuck's sake, don't get depressed or we'll all get depressed, Owen said, his mouth full. Come on, come clean. Are you or aren't you shagging the captain? We were, said Yanto, slurring a little. Gwen and Tosh both made little noises of excitement. None of this past tense shit. You are, because that stupid great git is coming back, said Owen. He came back from death. He'll come back this time. Tosh laced her fingers through Yanto's comfortably. Who's going to run Torchwood 3? She asked. Gwen, I can't be arsed, Owen replied. Thanks, said Gwen dryly. He'll be back soon. He just wanted to find this doctor of his. I've seen what happens when the doctor gets involved, said Yanto. Everything goes to shit. Canary Wharf is what happens when the doctor gets involved. Serious? Asked Tosh. So he really was there. I saw him once, in London, the space pig. See, and what happened with the space pig? Asked Yanto. Complete fucking disaster. Yanto Jones, you kiss your mother with that mouth? Asked Gwen. Used to. She's dead, said Yanto, finishing another glass of what had been bourbon with a splash of coke. Why is Owen allowed to swear and I'm not? Because you're a gentleman, said Tosh, resting her head on his shoulder. I'm not, Yanto replied, resting his head on hers. When Owen is the comparison, you're perfection, said Tosh. Agreed, said Gwen. Great, so now it's Bash Owen Day, sighed Owen. I still like you, said Yanto, patting Owen's knee. Well, as much as I ever did. Which was not at all, Owen replied. You shot me. You were being stupid. By that reasoning, Gwen should be riddled with bullet holes, said Owen. No offense, Gwen. None taken, Gwen replied. Neanderthal. It didn't help, said Yanto, sadly. Jack still left us. Everyone was quiet as Yanto helped himself to the last of the bottle of bourbon and drank it neat. Yanto, said Owen gently, it wasn't your fault. Yanto didn't reply, just rested his head against Owen's shoulder. Owen put a brotherly arm around him. It wasn't your fault, Owen repeated. It's fucking Jack being Jack. None of us, I mean it. You're drunk, said Yanto. Like you can talk, replied Gwen. I think I might be going to throw up, said Yanto. Come on, said Owen, helping Yanto up. Don't hate yourself in the morning. Throw up in the toilet. Tosh followed them. Owen sat propped up against the bath as Yanto threw up. Your problem, said Owen, tapping his fingers against the tiles, is that you're too thin. We need to feed you up and then you'll hold your piss better. My problem, said Yanto miserably, is that I drank nearly an entire bottle of bourbon on my own. I'll get you a drink, said Tosh. Water, hey? Why is Tosh still sober? Asked Yanto, blearily. She's not. She's just not paralytic, said Owen. Come on, sleep it off. He dragged Yanto into the bedroom, both of them flopping onto the bed. When Tosh returned with a jug of water and a glass for Yanto, he passed out, curled up on the pillows, Ellen snoring lightly at the foot of the bed. She left the jug on the bedside table and went to join Gwen on the lounge. "They're asleep," said Tosh. "I'm a little worried that Yanto might have alcohol poisoning." "Nah, Owen will keep an eye on him," said Gwen. "Owen and Yanto don't exactly get on," said Tosh. "Owen's a better person than that," Gwen replied. "I always thought Jack was a better person than to just leave us," said Tosh. "I think poor Yanto's heartbroken." "Yeah, I sort of noticed that too," said Gwen, wryly. "He's had a rough few days." "And you?" asked Tosh. "It's pretty obvious that, you know." "You know how there's guys you flirt with, even though nothing will ever happen?" asked Gwen softly. "No," Tosh replied. "I've never really been that popular." "Yanto came and sat with me, you know. He didn't want anyone else to see," said Gwen, picking the label off a bottle of beer. "He was so upset that Jack hadn't let him come with us to fight Abaddon, that Jack was dead." "Why do you think Jack didn't let him?" asked Tosh. "Betrayal? We all betrayed him." "I think Jack knew that Yanto would have been killed trying to help him," said Gwen. "I'm going to give Reese a call to come pick me up in a bit, I think." "No," said Tosh, "don't go. I reckon this is a sofa bed. Sleep it off here. The boys will be upset in the morning if you're gone without saying goodbye." "Yeah," said Gwen, putting down the bottle. "They might. Okay, I'll stay." Himalayas. Yanto woke up, unsure what had woken him. He looked at the ceiling of the hut that he was stuck in with Owen. It had cracks on it that looked like spiderwebs, which was an eerie thought this far from civilization in the bloody Himalayas somewhere. He was cold. He listened for Owen's breathing, knowing that hearing someone else would make him relaxed enough to sleep. Yanto was a heavy sleeper. On the average night, Jack could slip into bed beside him and Yanto wouldn't even stir until morning, when he'd wake up with the sense of warm delight that he wasn't alone. Owen's breathing was erratic, hitching. "Owen?" asked Yanto in the darkness. "What?" asked Owen, thickly. "You okay?" "Fuck off," said Owen, a sob coloring his expletive. Yanto got up, wrapping the thin hotel blanket around his shoulders. "Owen?" he asked, sitting on the bed next to Owen. "You okay?" "I thought I told you to fuck off," asked Owen, sitting up. "You don't take a hint, do you?" "Not usually," replied Yanto. "Want me to find some tissues?" Owen sniffed. "I have a perfectly good sleeve," he said, with a weak laugh. "I'll get tissues," Yanto sighed. "You right if I turn on the torch?" "Yeah," said Owen. Yanto fetched his tissues from his pack, sitting back next to Owen on the bed. "So want to talk?" asked Yanto. "We're men, we don't talk." "I talked to you when Jack left," said Yanto, handing Owen tissues. "Yeah, but you're sensitive and new age. I'm a bastard." "You're not that bad," said Yanto. "Want to tell me what's going on?" "Not really," said Owen. "I just..." "Fuck no, I'm not telling you shit." "Glad to see we're as close as we ever were," Yanto replied. Owen sighed. Yanto tapped a beat on his own knee, fingers flexing. "Yanto?" asked Owen. "Mm-hmm." "I feel it right, Ars asking this." "Go on," said Yanto. "You right to stay here?" asked Owen. "It's just... I need to hear... need the warmth." "Oh hell," thought Yanto. "That explained a lot." He turned off the torch. "Shut up, Owen," said Yanto, settling in beside him. "And move over. I'm not staying here if you're going to hog the mattress." "Fucking tea boy," grumbled Owen. "Not anymore. Jack's gone and left me. Didn't you get the memo?" asked Yanto. "Fuck, Yanto. That's bitching even for you," said Owen, rolling over to face him. "You miss him, don't you?" "Don't turn this into me," said Yanto quietly. "You're the one who woke me up." "Tell me you miss him. Tell me you know what it feels like to be abandoned," said Owen softly. "Come on, Yanto." "I miss him," said Yanto. "I fucking miss him, and I know all of you do too, but I have the greater claim, you know." "I know," said Owen. "I hate being the one left behind. She was so perfect, so fucking perfect." "Go to sleep," said Yanto. "Stop thinking about this shit. Or you'll make me think about it." The sensory memory of Jack wended its way into Yanto's consciousness. Jack's arms around him. Jack liked to hold Yanto. It made him feel that everything was right in the world. "I wish I could hate you," said Owen, in the darkness. "Sleep, you stupid bastard." Yanto pulled his blanket more tightly around himself, wrapped an arm around where Jack's hand should be pressing the bodies together. Night, Yanto. Good night, said Yanto, listening to Owen's breathing, letting it lull him to sleep. Next morning dawned bright and stinking. The plumbing this far out was rudimentary, and when the sun hit the cesspit, the aroma wafted up to the rooms. No hot water, grumbled Yanto. Good morning, sunshine, Owen said beside him. I want a shower, and a coffee, and another shower, said Yanto. I don't believe the Kingdom of Shambhala is out here at all. No, if you two keep getting into bed together, rumors will start, said Tosh. Yanto opened one eye, spotting her in the doorway. She had a coffee mug, and from the smell of it, the coffee was industrial strength. We were cold, he said. Just because I like guys doesn't mean I like Owen. Tosh laughed. It was almost a giggle. Got you some coffee, Yanto. Tosh moved to them and pressed the cracked cup into Yanto's hand. I love you, said Yanto, sitting up. I really, really love you, Tosh. Why no coffee for Owen? Asked Owen, shifting to sit next to Yanto. Owen's coffee is still brewing, said Tosh. Yanto and Gwen get first hit because they're the nastiest without their caffeine. Too right, one's right, Owen began. Morning, Owen, said Gwen from behind Tosh. Angel, when she's had her coffee, Owen finished smoothly. This is the most depressing place in the bloody world, said Gwen, sitting on the bed between Yanto and Owen. I don't see any sign of what we're meant to be looking for. Shanghai. Shambhala, said Yanto gently. Shanghai is a totally different place. Totally different. Tosh, can you dial into the Valiant and see if there's any more info for us? Asked Gwen. I really want to know why we're not in on these floaty ball things, said Owen. We should be in on that. We should totally be in on that. If there's alien contact to be made... It should be us, Yanto said, draining the sludge at the bottom of his cup. Here, said Tosh, there's a TV signal from the Valiant, at least. That's the doctor, said Yanto, as fuzzy lines of static obscured the picture. The sound dropped in and out. It was impossible to tell what was going on. That's Jack, chorused Gwen and Owen as the camera panned. He's fucking insane, said Owen, as the camera panned to show even more detail. Oh my god, we have to get up there, said Yanto. We have to... How? Torchwood 2, or Unit, or... I don't know, Gwen, said Yanto. She slipped an arm around him. Teleporter. Jack has a secret teleporter, right? If he does, he's never shown me, sighed Gwen. Yanto, calm down. The signal abruptly went. Owen drummed his fingers on the mattress. Okay, we'll get dressed. Tosh, try and contact Torchwood 2, he said. We might have to go into town. Come on. I told you everything goes to shit when the doctor's involved, said Yanto. Great choices, last words, replied Owen as the floating balls drew closer. I never told you this, said Yanto, but thanks. Not a problem, said Owen as the balls sped up. See you on the other side. Next morning dawned bright and stinking. The plumbing this far out was rudimentary, and when the sun hit the cesspit, the aroma wafted up to the rooms. This is the most depressing place in the bloody world, said Gwen, sitting on the bed between Yanto and Owen. I don't see any sign of what we're meant to be looking for. Shanghai. Shambhala, said Yanto gently. Shanghai is a totally different place. Totally different. Tosh, can you dial into the Valiant and see if there's any more info for us? Asked Gwen. I really want to know why we haven't found anything, said Owen. I thought Saxon was in with the good stuff. He seemed on the level. We should have waited for Jack, Yanto said, draining the sludge at the bottom of his cup. Here, said Tosh, it's Archie. Does she go? He's fucking insane, said Owen as the camera panned to show the offices at Torchwood 2. Saxon was... Well, it seems he was lying, said Archie. We've been trying to reach you for a few days. The Cardiff Rift is playing silly buggers and you've been sent on a wild goose chase. Oh my god, we have to get up there, said Yanto. Quickly, if we've left the rift to explode, we have to get up there. How? Torchwood 2, or Unit, or... I don't know, Gwen, said Yanto. She slipped an arm around him. Teleporter. Jack is a secret teleporter, right? He does, he's never shown me, sighed Gwen. Yanto, calm down. The signal abruptly went. Owen smoothed his hand over the mattress. Okay, we'll get dressed. Tosh, try and contact Torchwood 2, he said. We might have to go into town. Come on. Cardiff. It was Friday drinks at Yanto's a few days after Jack returned. Gwen went on the off chance to see Yanto and Tosh already there. I didn't know if this would be on, said Gwen. Why wouldn't it? Asked Yanto. Jack, said Gwen, I sort of thought... Well, he seemed quite happy to sit in his office and catch up on paperwork, Yanto replied. Apparently he has a thing for offices. Ouch, said Gwen. This is after he asked Yanto on a date, said Tosh. Don't tell Owen, Yanto pleaded. Bloody Jack, I've got a good mind to go and beat him up, said Gwen. Don't tell Jack, either. Yanto put his head in his hands and Tosh hugged him. It's okay, Yanto, she said, sagely. It's not bloody okay. I'm acting like a teenage girl with her first crush, Yanto said, muffled, and you two are aiding and abetting. Owen knocked, and Gwen let him in. Oh God, what's happened this time? Asked Owen. He's leaving again? No, said Yanto. We have to go hunt for Shambhala again? Nope. He asked you on a date? Silence. Oh no, said Owen. He didn't. Maybe? Asked Yanto, tentatively. He asked you on a date, said Owen, disgusted. Yanto, bloody hell, I hope you said no. Yanto blushed. Oh shit, Yanto, you idiot. Leave it out, Owen, said Tosh. Why don't you invite Jack up, Yanto? Should I? Asked Yanto. Yes, Gwen replied. You don't count, cause he fancies you too, said Owen lazily. He opened a beer. No, Yanto, not straight away. Have some self-respect. Remember what Uncle Owen has taught you. I think yes, said Tosh. Yanto, you're so happy when you're with Jack. And he's much more bearable when he's with you. He's worse than I am, said Owen. He's a bastard, Yanto. He's our bastard, said Gwen. The girls have a point, Yanto replied. The girls think this sort of shit is cute. I don't. I'm not attracted to him, said Owen. Sure you aren't, teased Tosh. Yanto's phone beeped, so he checked it. It's bloody Jack. He wants to know what I'm up to, said Yanto miserably. You're busy, said Owen. Tell him to come over, said Gwen. Go on. You're bloody busy, Yanto. Never just jump at someone's beck and call. You look too easy. Yanto? Easy? Asked Gwen. Do we know the same Yanto? Yanto typed something into his phone, pressed send, and closed his eyes. You sot, said Owen, gesticulating with his beard. You great, wet, stupid sot. I told him you were having drinks, said Yanto. I didn't say anything else. You may as well have said it, grumbled Owen. Dear Jack, I'm waiting for you. Come over here and take advantage of me. My pert little ass is yours. You're jealous, said Gwen, astonished. That's what it is. You're jealous of Jack and Yanto. I'm bloody not, growled Owen. I just don't want to see a fully grown man fall for all of the tricks that I use when I'm trying to pull. Am I really that shallow? Asked Yanto. No, I think that the pertinent question here is Jack really as much of an arsehole as Owen? Asked Gwen. Worse, said Owen. Quiet, Yanto instructed. I think an even better question is, can Jack be persuaded to pick up pizza on the way across? Tosh said. Yanto, message him and tell him. Then we'll know what he's here for. Huh? Asked Owen. We'll know by the pizza order. You're not the only one who can play games, Owen, said Tosh with a wink. If he brings nothing or something that only he likes, it's a no deal. If he brings Yanto's favorite, it's a deal. If he brings something generic, no deal. Women are very, very weird, said Owen, shaking his head. I don't think I'll ever understand a single game you play. Jack looked at his team. They were piled on top of each other like a bunch of puppies in a pet shop window. Yanto on Owen, on Gwen, on Tosh, on Yanto. What sort of pizza did you get? Gwen demanded. I got the good ones from that place a couple blocks away. The one with the halloumi on it. Veggie Works. Pumpkin and pine nut. My favorite, said Yanto, grinning hugely. Gwen squeaked and hugged his arm. Jack wondered what on earth was going on. Friday night lovin'? Asked Jack, wryly. He set the pizzas on the coffee table. Friday night drinks, slurred Owen. And you can't have the bed. I get the bed. Okay, Jack replied, sitting in one of the comfortable chairs. Hi, said Yanto, glancing at him shyly. Want something to drink? He wriggled out from Gwen's grip to get a glass for Jack. Owen gets the bed? Where does Yanto sleep? Asked Jack. In the bed with Owen, said Owen. Jack turned to look at Yanto. Yanto blushed. I didn't realize, said Jack sadly. Oh, shut up, said Gwen. Owen's just being a prick. All they do is sleep off whatever noxious drink they've been consuming. Half the time Tosh joins them. Yanto isn't interested in Owen. He likes you. Gwen, said Yanto, strangled. I think I will have a drink, said Jack, shaking his head. I'll explain, said Yanto, not sure which one of them he wanted to kill more, Owen, Gwen, or himself. No, said Tosh, you don't have to explain, Yanto. I want Jack to explain. So what if Yanto and Owen were having some weird thing? Which we're not, added Yanto quickly. You left us, said Tosh, a little drunk. We don't even know where you were, Jack. We didn't know. Do you have any idea what that did to any of us? I'm sorry, said Jack, sadly. I shouldn't have come around. I'm intruding. I'll see you all at work. He made for the door.
Gwen jumped to her feet, getting between Jack and the exit. "Don't you fucking dare," she growled. "Don't you even think about doing this to us."
"Please don't go," added Yanto, softly. Jack turned to Yanto. Yanto was holding himself proudly, but he was drunk enough for it to be apparent that he was hurting. Owen stammered. "I'll stop Owen. I'll stop him from saying anything like that." "Oh, fuck," said Owen. "Yanto, stop. Stop, Yanto. It's not your fault. If Jack wants to be an arsehole and leave, that's his prerogative. It's not you."
"I'm just going to go and get that drink," mumbled Yanto, backing into the kitchen. Jack watched him go, helplessly.
"Sit the fuck down," said Owen. "I mean it, Harkness. Sit down and tell us something about where you were and why you left us."
Jack meekly sat, feeling ill even before getting drunk. Yanto pressed a glass into his hand, sitting next to Tosh on the floor. Tosh twined her fingers through Yanto's.
"Pizza," said Owen, taking a slice. "Wait, napkins."
"Napkins?" asked Jack. "You've trained Owen to use napkins?"
"Yanto has trained Owen to use napkins," said Tosh with a smile.
"So, where were you? What happened?"
"Why did you go?" asked Gwen. "It looked like it was willing."
"Why did you come back?" asked Owen, returning with napkins and handing them around to the others.
"Why didn't you say goodbye?" asked Yanto, taking a slice of his favorite pizza ever. He hadn't expected Jack to remember his food preferences.
"I was stuck somewhere I didn't intend to be," said Jack. "I went to get some answers that I needed. I came back because I worked out where I want to be, and I didn't say goodbye because there wasn't time."
"The doctor. You were the doctor," said Tosh.
"So why don't you revise that answer a bit?"
"That answer is the truth," said Jack, draining his glass. "I don't know what I can revise."
"The doctor travels in a time machine," said Yanto. Tosh squeezed his hand. "Everyone at Torchwood knows that."
"I wasn't exactly an invited guest," said Jack. "I sort of hitched a ride, and then things got crazy, and we lost the time machine for a while."
"You hitched a bloody ride?" asked Owen through a mouthful of food. "And you lost a time machine?"
"You could have come back earlier," said Gwen, pointedly.
"He couldn't, I don't think," Tosh replied.
"The whole rift nearly exploding thing."
"The rift nearly exploded?" asked Jack. "I just thought the doctor had a crap sense of timing."
The silence was deafening until Yanto started to laugh. Tosh joined, then Gwen.
"Oh God, we've missed you," said Gwen, wiping away tears.
"God, Jack, don't you ever leave without saying goodbye again."
"I won't," said Jack, as Owen took the last piece of pizza. "I promise."
"Good," Yanto said.
"So how did this come about?" Jack asked.
"When I left, things were not the happiest."
"We had to look to something other than you to hold us together," said Tosh, resting her head on Yanto's shoulder.
"What, teamwork?" asked Jack, mock horrified.
"Teamwork and Yanto," said Gwen. "That's not true," said Yanto, blushing. "They encouraged me to be a total drama queen as an excuse to get me drunk."
"Ah," said Jack, a little uncertain of where to go with this. "That's good?"
He met Yanto's eyes, sliding off the chair to sit on the floor next to Yanto.
"Your floor is surprisingly comfortable," said Jack.
"Is not."
"Is too. I was in prison for a year. I'd have killed for a nice soft floor," said Jack, a little tipsy.
"Imprisoned?" asked Yanto softly. "Do you... I mean..."
He trailed off, slipping a hand onto Jack's knee, silently.
"I need a cigarette," said Owen abruptly.
"Me too," Gwen said, getting up.
"Tosh, don't you think you need some air?"
"Oh, I..." Tosh began.
"I'm fine, go ahead."
"Tosh, you need some air," Owen instructed. "Come on."
Yanto offered silent thanks to Owen as he dragged the others outside to pollute the air with expletives and nicotine.
"Owen smokes?" asked Jack, as the three left for Yanto's balcony.
"When he's drunk," Yanto replied. Jack stroked Yanto's hair back tenderly.
"There's nothing between you two?" Jack asked.
"No," Yanto said. "Not at all. Not ever. We get drunk, Owen complains that he has to sleep on the couch, so he sleeps on my bed. I'm damned if I'm giving up my bed, though."
"You two have bonded since I left," said Jack, amused.
"I missed you," said Yanto, taking Jack's hand. "Did I remember to tell you that?"
"No," said Jack. "You didn't."
"I missed you," said Yanto.
"I missed you too," Jack replied, cupping Yanto's cheek in his hand. "I'm glad to be back."
"Hey," said Owen, "look!" Jack and Yanto were snogging. A proper drunken snog, Jack's hands everywhere, Yanto's hands seemingly inside Jack's clothes. Gwen exhaled.
"Oh, thank Christ," she said.
"Looks like you don't get the bed," said Tosh.
"I hate sleeping on couches," grumbled Owen. "I'm too fucking drunk to drive home."
"Taxi it, then."
"Do you know how much a taxi to my place costs from here?" asked Owen.
You did know that the couch is actually a sofa bed, right? Asked Tosh. It's quite comfortable.
Yeah, but you sleep there, said Owen. That's not fair, muscling in on your sleeping space.
You're happy to do it to Yanto, Tosh frowned. The kiss that Jack and Yanto were sharing was showing no sign of letting up. Gwen put a sisterly arm around Tosh.
Yeah, she said, but you're missing one vital thing.
Which is? Asked Owen and Tosh in unison.
Owen's not attracted to Yanto, whereas...
The rest of the conversation was lost, and Gwen being chased back into the living room, squealing for help from Jack and Yanto.
Should we? Asked Yanto, practically into Jack's mouth.
Let them sort it out. They seem to be good at sorting things out, said Jack, kissing him again.
I think Owen's just been told where he's sleeping tonight, murmured Yanto.
It's not with us, is it?
Us? Asked Yanto.
Us is a problem? Jack asked, a little uncertain. Yanto kissed him again before he replied.
Us is perfect.